Today, Shir is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin with the Mishnah on top of the Yomid. Today's Daf discusses the Indian of Smicha on Karbonis. Smicha means that the Bailim have to lean, they have to put both of their hands upon the Korban's head and press down with all their weight before the Korban has Shechita done to it. And our Mishnah and Gemara will be discussing mainly three parshias in the Torah, which we will mention what those parshias are to get a sense of what the next sugi will speak about. The first korban, which we're going to discuss, is Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And this is taken from Vayikra Perik Dalet Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the pasuk states, "V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu v'nelam davar me'enei akol, v'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo yisrael yasenu v'ashemu." If, because of a psak of the Sanhedrin, roiv of Klal Yisrael follows the psak of Sanhedrin, and they do one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, which for which the onesh is, if it's done b'mezid, there would be kares, the person would be cut off, would die at a young age, before the age of 50. So for such an avera, if it was done b'shoigeg by roiv of Klal Yisrael, based on the psak of Sanhedrin, and then the pasuk continues, v'noido hachatas asher chatu, olel, and then they found out that they did an avera b'shoigeg, v'hikrivu hakol par ben bokar l'chatas. They have to bring this par, which is known as the par helm davar shel tzibur. V'heviu oisei lufnei oil moed, and v'samchu ziknei ha'edos yedeyam aroi shapor, lifnei Hashem b'shachad ha'sapor. So here, the pasuk states clearly that the ziknei ha'edah, the representatives of Sanhedrin, have to lean with their hands on the head of the par before the shechita takes place. The second parsha that we're going to speak about is the Sora Mishtaleach. There was an avoda on Yom Kippur where there was a Sor Hanasa Bifnim. There was one Sor, one goat that was shechted, and the Hazos Hadam was done inside the Mishkan, inside the Beis HaMikdash. And then there was another Sor HaMishtaleach that was sent away to Azazel. And there the Pasuk says, concerning the Sor HaMishtaleach, Vayikra, in Vayikra Perik Tezayin Pasuk Chof Aleph, the Pasuk states, who makes the smicha there? It says, Befurish in the Torah, V'samach Aaron Eshtei Yadav Al Roish HaSor HaChai, V'svad Olav is called Avoynes Bnei Yisrael. So Aaron the Kohen Gadol, and subsequently his descendants in each generation, the Kohen Gadol, would do smicha on the head of the Sora Mishtalech, and he would be misvadeh, he would admit and enumerate the averus of the Bnei Yisrael, and then the Sora Mishtalech, through the vidui of the Kohen Gadol, was mechaper for the averus of Bnei Yisrael. So here again, it says clearly that there was smicha. The third parsha, it does not say clearly, and it, in fact, will be the source of a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in our sugya. And this concerns the soir for avoidus kechavim, which we find in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Beis, where the Pasuk states, v'chisish guvloisasu as kol ha-mitzvos ha'elah. In the first parsha that we discussed, the Vayikra Perik Dalet by Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, there it was one of the averes. For example, where Sanhedrin said that this particular food commodity was shumen, it was not chelev, it was not a forbidden fat, and people began to eat it, roiv of Klal Yisrael, and in fact they found out later that it was chelev, it was forbidden fats. So that was an Isser chorus, done b'shoigeg, by roiv of Klal Yisrael, based on the psak, erroneous psak of Bezdin, they bring the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. But if Bezdin made a mistake in kol ha-mitzvahs, in all the mitzvahs, and Rashi there in Chumash explains, mitzvah achas shehi kechol ha-mitzvahs, there is one mitzvah which is equal to all other mitzvahs. Ve'ezu, and which is that mitzvah? Zu avodah zarah, that is serving avodah zarah. Where Sanhedrin said that a certain avoda was not considered serving the avodah zarah. And if Klal Yisrael will do all the mitzvahs, meaning the avodah zarah, which is equal to all the mitzvahs, asher dibur Hashem al Moshe, and they will not be mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah which Hashem said to Moshe. In other words, they'll be over on avodah zarah. V'hoya imme eder eder nesel ishkage. If this resulted because of the psak of Bezdin to do it b'shaygeg, then v'osu kol eder par ben boker echad la'ila, who series him echad l'chatas. Then not only is a sawyer brought for a chatas, but there's also a par lo'ila. So whereas if it's chelev or any other iser koras, not a avodah zarah, there it's merely a par helam davar shel tzibur for a chatas. Where the chet b'shoigeg was a avodah zarah, there's a par lo'ila and a sor l'chatas. Now here in these psukim, in Bamidbor Perek Tezvav, there is no mention of smicha. And now we are ready to begin our Mishnah. Begins the Mishnah. Kol korbanis hatzibur ein bem smicha. The general rule is that korbanis that are brought on behalf of the tzibur, there is no din of smicha. Smicha is primarily by korbanis yachid. Almost all korbanis yachid have to have smicha done to them. We'll see in our Mishnah there are three exceptions, but the general rule is that they have smicha. However, by korbanis tzibur, the korbanis that are brought on behalf of the tzibur, the general rule is ein ben smicha, that they don't have smicha. And there are two exceptions, as we'll see in the Gemara. There is a halacha l'maisha misinai that only two of the korbanis tzibur have smicha. And the question, the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah and our sugya, is which exactly are those two korbanis tzibur? So now the Mishnah says the sheet of the Tanakhama, which in the Gemara we'll see, is also the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Chutz min apar haba kol hamitzvos, except for the par that is brought for being over. Rashi in the Ksav Yad explains if you'll be over aveira mikol hamitzvos kigoin shaharu bezin shechelav mutter mevian par helm dover. And smicha ksivbe, it's as we learned in the pasuk in Vayikra Perik Dalet, it says beferish on this mistake by Bezdin pertaining to chelev or any other iser koras done b'shoigeg that there is smicha done to it. Now v'sor amishtalech, the second one according to the Tanakhama, which the second korban tzibur which requires smicha is the sor hamishtaleach. As we saw, the pasuk says beferish, the samach aroin, the kohen gadol has to put his two hands and make smicha on the sor hamishtaleach. Now the meforshim point out that normally the first korban tzibur here that requires smicha is referred to as a par helm davar shel tzibur. Why in our mission is it called the par habo al kol hamitzvos? And the meforshim explain, because there, as we mentioned, the third parsha that we spoke about in Bamidbar Tezvav, v'chisishgu v'loisasu es kol hamitzvos ha'ela, and Rashi told us that refers to avodah zarah, which is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So since the Torah introduces avodah zarah as being kol hamitzvos ha'ela, therefore the Tana here tells us that par harbo al kol hamitzvos. So Rashi in the Ksav Yad said that this refers to one of the mitzvahs, if he does any one of the mitzvahs for which there's a chiyuv koras like chelev. However, in this catch-all phrase of al kol hamitzvos, we have a remez that it's also referring to the par of ha'oila, the par that is brought as an oila concerning avodah zarah when Roiv of the Tzibur b'shoigeg served avodah zarah. And apparently, that is not considered a separate korban tzibur. That's all included. Par abo kol mitzvahs means a par that's brought if you were over one of the mitzvahs, like chelev, or the par lo'oila, the first par, helm davar shel tzibur on chelev, that's a chatas. And it also includes the oila, parabol, kol mitzvahs. If you were over on avodah zarah b'shai, again, you have to bring an oila. So that requires smicha, and that's all considered one korban sibur for this count of the two exceptions to the rule that normally korbanos sibur don't have smicha. There are two that do have smicha. The first one is par helm davar shel tzibur, and it includes the par brought for the oila for avodah zarah. The second one is Sora Mishtaleach. This is the sheet of the Tanakhama, sheet in the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, Af Soir Avodas Kechavim. Also the Soir of Avodas Kechavim, as we'll see in the Gemara, according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Soir Avodas Zarah does not receive Smicha. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, not only does the par of the Avodah Zorah, the Ola, receive smicha, but the Sawyer for Chattas of Avodah Kechavim also receives smicha. Now, what about Sora Mishtaleach? So we cannot say that Rabbi Shimon holds that a Sora Mishtaleach does not receive smicha. The Torah says Beferish. The Torah says V'samach Aaron, that the Kohen Gadol has to do smicha on the Sora Mishtaleach. And even the Lashon of Rabbi Shimon, when he says Af, would indicate that he's agreeing that the first two that you mentioned, Tanakhama, require smicha. I'm going to add Sora Avodas Kechavim. Now, the problem is that, as we mentioned, there's halacha l'maisha m'Sinai, that there's only two. If Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, to the Tanakhama, that those two, the first two, require smicha, then he's adding a third one. So the answer is, as we'll see in the Gemara, that Reb Shimon agrees, of course, the Torah says beferish that Tzor Mishalech requires smicha, but that smicha is an exception to the rule, because the rule is that smicha always has to be done by the Bailam. The owner of the korban, the one who's related to this korban that's being brought, has to do smicha. In the case of Tzor Mishalech, the sheet of Reb Shimon is that the Tzor Mishalech was only mechaper Klal Yisrael on all the Averis in the Torah, except for Tumas Migdash Ukadoshav. On that, we had the Sor Hanasa Bifnim, and the Par Hanasa Bifnim was for Tumas Migdash Ukadoshav for a Koyin, for the Koyhanim. The Soyer Bifnim was Tumas Migdash Kedoshev for Klal Yisrael. What does Tumas Migdash Kedoshev mean? It means that if somebody knew that he was Tamei, and then he forgot, and he entered the Migdash in a state of Tumah, or Kedoshev, that's Tumas Migdash. Tumas Kedoshev means he knew he was Tamei, and he forgot, and he ate Kachim, in a state of Tumah. So to hold him over, that he shouldn't get any punishment until he finds out. Once he finds out that he, by accident, went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kachim in a state of Tumah, then he has to bring a korban oil of a yoyrit. But until he finds out, to hold him over, that he shouldn't get any oinshim, on Yom Kippur, a soir bifnim was brought on his behalf, that he shouldn't get punished for Tumas Migdash Kedoshav, and the par was on behalf of the Kohanim, who may have entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, or eaten Kachim in a state of Tumah. What about the Sor Shel Avodah Zarah, the Sor Mishtaleach? So according to Reb Shimon, that was a kapora for Klal Yisrael, not Kohanim, only Yisrael. That was a kapora for the Bnei Yisrael, for all other Averis, where they had no yediyah. What about the other Averis, Shar Averis, not Tumas Migdash Kedosha, for the Kehanim? So on that, we'll see in the Gemara, Reb Shimon splits by the par. But the par had Vidui, and he had Hazos Dam. So Reb Shimon says, the Hazos Dam, the sprinkling of the Dam, that was Mechaper to Koyin for Tumas Migdash Kedosha. Whereas the vidui of the par, that was similar to the vidui of Sora Mishtaleach, that just like Vidui of Sar Mishalech was mechaper on Klal Yisrael, all Averis except for Migdash Kedoshav, the Vidui of the Par was mechaper on the Kahanim for all Averis except for Tumas Migdash Kedoshav. But the Sar Mishalech was not mechaper the Kayan at all for any Averis. So if so, the Kayan is not the Bailim. Yet the Torah, for some reason, allowed the Kohen Gadol as an exception to the rule, Aaron, on Yom Kippur, maybe because it was Yom Kippur, and Aaron did all the avodas, whatever the reason is, this was an exception to the rule that even someone who's not considered a Baal HaKorban was allowed, and Mechuyev, in fact, to do smicha. But that can't be counted, says Reb Shimon, as one of the two of which we have Allah L'Mashem Sinai, that Korbanis Tzibur requires smicha, because we are only referring to those Korbanis Tzibur that require smicha, which follows the regular rule that the Bailim, who are mischapir with this Korban, that they are the ones who are doing smicha. We cannot count Sar Mishtalech, which is an exception to that rule, according to Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And Rabbi Yehuda says, he's going to learn it out from a pasuk, that the Sar Mishtalech was mechaper on Shar Averis, not only for the Bnei Yisrael, but it was also mechaper for the Kahanim. So therefore, Aaron the Kohen Gadol is a Bailim. He also receives kapara for Tumas, not only Tumas Migdash Kedoshav, that on that he has the par, but even for Shar Averis, he uses the same Sar Mishtalech that Klal Yisrael uses for Shar Averis according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he is the Baal HaKorban, he can do smicha. This is the machloikis here, so there's really a double machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. The first machloikis is, can we count Sor Avodas Kechavim? According to the Tanakam, Sor Avodas Kechavim does not get smicha. And according to Reb Shimon, Sar Avodas Kechavim does get smicha, and this will be all learned out from Psukim. And the second machloikis is, of course, the Sar Mishtaleach requires smicha, as the pasuk states, but can it actually be counted as one of the two korbanis for which a korban tzibur requires smicha? Rabbi Yehuda says it can, because the Kohen Gadol is considered a Baal HaKorban, he does get kapora from it. Reb Shimon says it can't, because the Kohen does not get any kapora from the Sar Mishtaleach. Continues the Mishnah, Kol Korbanis HaYachid Tumim Smicha. All Korbanis Yachid require Smicha, with three exceptions, Chutz, Mera Bechor, Vamaiser, VaPesach. These three Korbanis do not require Smicha. The Gemara is going to learn this out from Psukim. How do we know that these three Korbanis do not require Smicha? The Halach, as we've stated, is that the one who does Smicha is the Baal HaKorban. The Mishnah now tells us a chiddush, v'hayoresh soimich, if a father was chayiv in a korban yachid, and he died, so the son is considered, in the place of his father, the owner of the korban, the Baal HaKorban, and he can do smicha for instead of his deceased father, umevin esachim. And if the father was chayiv in a korban for which there's an obligation to bring the sachem, and now he died, so that chiyuv now falls on the son to bring those nesachem, those libations on the mizbeach. And the final chiddush of the mission is umeimar. We know that there's an issur to make tumura. A person is not allowed to exchange one korban for another. However, if he is the bala korban and he is neschaper, he gets, by tumur, there's halacha that it's the one who's neschaper from the korban who's able to make tumur. You cannot go over to the korban of your friend and make tumur. It won't have any effect. If you are neschaper from the korban, so you are able to make tumur. You shouldn't make it, but if you did it, it's chal. It goes into effect. So umeimar, says the Mishnah, that the son is considered the one who's getting to kapora instead of his father, and therefore, if he made tmura, the tmura goes into effect. Begins the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan have learned, kol korbanis tzibur ein bem smicha. All korbanis tzibur do not get smicha, chutz mipar habal kol hamitzvos, except for, as we explained in the Mishnah, the par helam davar shel tzibur, and also included in that, the par that is being brought on the avodah zorah, the par oila. And the second korban tzibur is usiri avodas kechavim divrei Reb Shimon. This is the sheet of Reb Shimon, that the second korban is the sirim of the avodas kechavim brought when Bezdin b'shoigeg paskin something concerning avodas zara, which Klal Yisrael followed, b'shoigeg, and then it was found out that it was an Isser of Avodas Zara, that now they bring a sa'ir, l'chatos, and on that sa'ir requires smicha divrei Rab Shimon. Rab Yehuda disagrees, and he says, sa'iri avodas kechavim, ein bem smicha. That sa'iri avodas kechavim do not have smicha, which is the sheet of the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Ves mi avoy tachteyim. If I'm ruling out sa'iri avodas kechavim, so all I have left is the par helm davar shel tzibur. So what will I bring instead of the sa'iri avodas kechavim that require smicha? The answer, says Rabbi Yehuda, is Sora Mishtalech, which again is the sheet of the Tanakhama. Ask the Gemara, Laisagia Deloy Ma'ayil, what pressured Rabbi Yehuda into saying, what will I bring instead? Don't bring anything instead. According to you, if a Sora Lavodazor does not require smicha, so ain't a chanami. There's only one Korban Sibber which requires smicha, and that is this, the par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. What's forcing you to say I have to bring a different one instead of the Sor L'Avodah Zarah? Amar Ravina, said Ravina, because Gemiri, we have Allah L'Mesh Mesinai, that Shtei Smichas B'Tzibur, that there are two Korbanos Tzibur which require Smicha. So now, if I have disagreed with Rav Shimon, and I hold that Sor L'Avodah Zarah Ein Bem Smicha, I only have one left, Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. I have to have another one. The other one is the Sor HaMishtaleach. But on this, Rav Shimon disagrees. Amaloi Rav Shimon, how could the Sor HaMishtaleach be the other one? Valoi ain't smicha el babalim. We have a rule that smicha is only done by the Bailim. Vizeh Aaron ubonav saimchen boy. And here the Torah says beferish, v'samach Aaron, that Aaron the Kohen Gadol. And when it says here ubonav, it means his descendants. Because Aaron's children were not allowed to do smicha here either. It means Aaron and the Aaron of each subsequent generation, meaning the Kohen Gadol of each generation, of the descendants of Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, those are the ones who do smicha. And Rav Shimon Shita is, as we've explained, that the Sor HaMishtaleach is not mechaper for Kohanim at all, not for Migdash U'Kedoshav, and not for Shar Averis. So he's not a Bala Korban. If he's not a Bala Korban, Ein Echanami, the Torah says you need smicha, but that's not one of the two Halach L'Mesh Mesinai of Korbanos Tzibur that requires smicha b'Bailim. That's an exception to the rule. Omar Loy answers Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Shimon, Avzeh, Aaron Ubonav Meschaperim Boy. My shita is that Aaron and his children, the Kohanim, are Meschaper through the Sor HaMishtaleach. Because in the Sor HaMishtaleach, the Kohanim and Klal Yisrael all have the same kapora for all Averis except for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. The only time that there is a difference between Aaron and the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim versus Klal Yisrael is by Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, where Klal Yisrael gets the Soyer Hanasa Bifnim as a Kapara, and Aaron and Ubonov get the Par of Yom Kippur as a Kapara. But in Shar Averis, my Shita is that Aaron and Ubonov are equal to Klal Yisrael, that the Sor HaMishtaleach is Mechaper on them. Memela Aaron is the Bala Korban. Memela, according to me, that's the second one of the Halach L'Mesh Mesinai of Smicha Bebailim on a Korbanai Simmer. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, said Rabbi Yirmiya, V'azilu Tamayu, this Machlois that we just had is a Lishitosai of what they disagree concerning Sor HaMishtaleach, if Sor HaMishtaleach is a kapora for the Kohanim or not. The Sani we learned in the Braisa. We have a pasuk in Vayikra Perik Tez. This is in Vayikra Perik Tezayin pasuk Lamed Gimel, where the pasuk says three times the word v'chiper, or yichaper. The pasuk states, after the Torah was speaking about the whole avoid of Yom Kippur, it says, v'chiper es migdash hakodesh, ves oil moyed, ves amizbeach, yichaper, a second time the word keeper, v'al kohanim, who's the mechaper on, v'al kol am hakol yichaper. So we have three times the word, a word that's connected with kapora in this pasuk. So the first one, of course, we need for itself. Why do we need the other two? That's what the Braisa now is going to explain. Now, v'chiper es migdash hakodesh, what does that refer to? Zelufnai lufnim. Tosfos in Divri Amasel v'Chiper, the top toises on the Amid, brings down Rashi and Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that Rashi says that this means if the Kohen who's being Meshamesh did his Avoda Bitumah. On this, Tosfos asks that we don't find anywhere that the Sor Hanasa Bifnim is Mechaper on someone who is Meshamesh Bitumah. Tosfos then quotes Rashi here, that Rashi says it's not going on being Meshamesh Bitumah, but rather it's going on Tumas Migdash Ukadoshav, as we spoke out before. If someone entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, he had known he was Tumah, then he forgot, and B'shoigeg he went into various places, which the Pasuk now will enumerate, V'chiper es Migdash HaKodesh, Zelefnai Lufnim, that he went to the Kodesh HaKodashim in a state of Tumah. Ves oil moyed, zehechel, he went into the hechel, the kodesh, in a state of Tumah. Mizbeach, the mizbeach kimashmoy. That refers to him touching the mizbeach hazov, the mizbeach hapnimi that was in the hechel. Then it says a second time in the pasuk, yechaper, elu azorois. This refers to the Ezra's koyin, the Ezra's Yisrael, if he entered there in a state of Tumah. And on this, Tosfos asks various questions on Shitas Rashi, and Tosfos says that this refers to where the dam was splattered towards the end, around 10 lines before the end of that Tosfos says the le'inyan hazois dorish, the maza al bein abadim. First, he's maza on the bottom that was sticking out from the kodesh hakodashim that refers to Migdash HaKodesh. Then on the Pereiches, that refers to Oil Moyed, which was in the Hechel. Then on the Mizbeach Hazov, the Pasuk says, Ve'es HaMizbeach, and Yechaper, that goes, Tosfos says, on Shiyorei Adam, the leftover of the Dam, which was poured out, Al Yisoyed HaMizbeach HaChitzen, on the outside, the foundation of the outside Mizbeach. And then Tosfos explains why it was Azorois and not Azora in the singular, Vikarle Mizbeach Achitz and Azorois, Lefisha Hayu Beis Azorois, Deika Ezras Kayanim, Ve'ezis Yisrael, the Kedushas and Shavah, Lichoshev, Machne Shechina. It was all considered one Kedusha, that it's considered Machne Shechina. And that refers to the Avzoras, it refers to the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And then Tois goes on to explain, even though these Hazors were all written, they were written Likuva, so why do I need the summation at the end of the Seder of Avoid of Yom Kippur? So Tois says, Itzrich Haikra, Deloitema, Hani Mili Aaron. Maybe only Aaron did it in his generation. In other words, that it's not only Aaron, but even Aaron's descendants in future generations. That's why I need this pasuk. So again, Rashi learns it's concerning. Rashi and Shavuos, we have three pshatim, it comes out. Rashi and Shavuos says, the Kohen Gadol is Meshamesh, who does the Avoda. The Rashi here says, someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash, not necessarily the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol who's doing the Avoda, and Tosfos Shita is that we're not speaking about what they transgressed, but rather where the dam is splattered or poured out. Now, we've done two of the words of Kapara, continues the Braisa, Kohanim Kimashmon. The Pasuk says that it helps as a Kapara for Kohanim, as the simple pshat of the word Kohanim. Then it says, Al Kol Amakol, who does that refer to? Eli Yisrael. And then the end, the last word of the Pasuk. The third time it says the word Kapara, Yechaper, Elu Alevim, this includes the Revim. Hushvu, Kulon, Lekapara, Achas, Shemischaperin, Bitsora Mishtalech. That refers to the Sora Mishtalech, where you have one Kapara for everybody, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, that if the Rashi explains that if we would be referring to the Sor HaPnim, that's not Mechaper on everybody equally. The Sor HaPnim is Mechaper on Tumas Migdash HaKadosh for Klal Yisrael. The Par that was done inside is Mechaper for Kohanim for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Where do you have one korban that's mechaper for Kayin, Levi, and Yisrael? That is the Sora Mishtalech, according to the Sheet of Reb Yehuda, because that is mechaper on Shar Averis. We mentioned before, and we're soon going to see again, that Reb Shimon is going to be mechalek, that the par, Hanase Bifnim, there's a chilek between the hazois, which work for the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, and the vidui on that par, which works for Shar Averis for a Kayen. Rabbi Yehuda does not distinguish between the hazois and the vidui. He says there's par. Par as a unit is mechaper for a Kayen for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Shar Averis, that you have to go to the Yechaper, the last word in the Pasuk, something that's Mechaper for everybody equally, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. So, Sor Mishtaleach, the Kohen is a Baal HaKorban, because he gets Kapor from the Korban. That's why Aaron was able to make the Smicha, and it's counted as one of the two Halach L'Mosheh Mesinais of a Korban Tzibur that requires Smicha B'Bailam. Toysus and Divrei HaMaskil, Hush V'Kulin L'Kapor HaAchas, ask the question that how, in fact, are we marbe the Levi? Because if we're going to say that Levi gets kapara from the Soir Anasa Bifnim, there the Pasuk says, Asher La'am. And he brings down this Aman Diyar Min Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, who holds that Levim Layikri Am. A Levi's not called Am. On the other hand, could he use the par of the Kayan? There it says Beisoy. And Levi is not, a Levi is not the household of the Kayan. So he gets knocked off from the Am of Yisrael. He gets knocked off from the Beisoy of a Kayan. So how does he get Kapora? Taisus says that since we see in fact that the Torah was Marba from the last word Yechaper, we will have to say, of course, he's not Beisoy of a Kayan, but we'll have to say that Lagabi, this din of Kapora, even though normally this Mandiyamar holds a Levi is not part of here we will have to include him because of the special ribui of Yechaper at the end of the Pasuk, that he gets his Kapora from the Sora, Nasa Bifnim, which is Mechaper for Yisraelim, and in this halacha, the Levi will be included. Continues the Brisa. Rav Shimon, or Rav Shimon says, Kishem Shadam Sor Hanas Bifnim, Mechaper al Yisrael al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Just like the Hazos Hadam of the Sor Hanas Bifnim is Mechaper for Yisrael, for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. Kach Dam Hapar, Mechaper al Kohanim al Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. So I'm going to say that it's not the par as a unit, like Rabbi Yehuda said, but I'm going to say it's the specific Hazos Hadam of the par that's Mechaper on Kohanim for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. And the Bach now puts in a Vav, U Kishem. Shevidui shall sorem shalech mechaper al Yisrael bishara veris, and just like the vidui of the sorem mishtalech is mechaper on Yisrael by other averis, kach vidui shall par mechaper al kohanim bishara veris. It's the vidui of the par that's mechaper on kohanim bishara veris. So Reb Shimon splits up the par who has both vidui and azos, and he says the azos are for the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim of the Kayin, the Vidui is for Shar Averis of the Kayin, and the Sar Mishtalech is only for Shar Averis of Klal Yisrael. So Mela, it comes out that by the Sar Hapnim, we have Azois, but we don't have Vidui. By the Sar Mishtalech, we have Vidui, and we don't have Azois. By Par, you have Vidui and Azois. So Reb Shimon says that Legabe, the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, we compare the Dam Hapar to the Dam of the Sar Bifnim. Concerning Shar Averis, we compare the Vidui of the Par to the Vidui of the Sar HaMishtaleach. But according to Reb Shimon, the Sar HaMishtaleach is not Mechaper for a coin whatsoever, so he's not the Baal HaKorban, and I cannot include it as one of the two that the Alach Maish Messina is telling me, Korbanas Sibur, Smicha Bebaila. Ask the Gemara on Reb Shimon, Havadei Hushvu. We see clearly from the Psukim that there is an equation between Yechaper. It says, Hushvu Kulin Lekapora Achas. So, L'chayr Rabbi Yehud is right. There's one thing that unifies them in a Kapora, and L'chayr that's Sora Mishtalech. What is the answer to that? Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon holds, in Hushu, of course they're compared. That what? In what? Not in that which is affects the Kapora, but their Hushu, the B'nai Kapora Ninu, that eventually they will all receive Kapora. But how do they receive Kapora? Miu, Kol Chad, V'chad, Mechaper, B'nafshe. Each one has its own mode of Kapora. The Kohen gets it through the Vidui on the Par, and the Kal Yisrael gets it through the Vidui on the Sor HaMishtalech. Their Hushu, that they both will eventually, through their own mode of Kapora, get Kapora. So now the Gemara sums up the shittas of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Le Reb Yehuda, Tumas Migdash Hakadosh of Yisrael Mechaper Bedam Sor Hanasa Bifnim. For Tumas Migdash Hakadosh of the Yisrael's Mechaper, and we said before the Levi also, they'll get Kapora through the Dam Sawyer Hanasa Bifnim. Vikrehanim Bipar Shal Aaron. They'll get Kapora from the Dam of the Par of Aaron. Bishara Veris. Excuse me, this is according to Reb Yehuda. So according to Reb Yehuda, we're not going to split up the par into two. We're going to say, the Kohanim get Bepartial Aaron, they get Kapora on Tumas Migdash HaKadosh, in the whole unit of a par. There's no split between Vidui and Dam. By Shara Veris, Elu Ve'elu, Kohanim and Yisraelim, Mechapri Bevidui Sar Mishtal Aleach, there the Vidui of the Sar Mishtal Aleach is Mechapri both for Kohanim and for Yisraelim, according to Shittas of Reb Yehuda. Ulu Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, Bishara Veris Nami, Kohanim Bevidui Depar Mishapir. According to Reb Shimon, the Shara Veris, we do split up according to him the par. The Dama par is for Tumas Migdash HaKadosh for a Kohen. And Shara Veris, on that we use the Vidui of the par for Kohanim. There is a split. And actually this whole Bryce and the explanation of the Bryce that we gave is Kidiktani, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, Daf Beis Amid Beis, where the Mishnah states, Echad Yisrael, Ve'echad Kohanim, Ve'echad Kohen Mashiach, whether it's a Yisrael, a Kohen Mashiach means the Kohen Gadol, are all the same. They get Kapora. Ma Bein Yisrael, Kohanim, L'Kohen Mashiach, what difference is there? Ella, Shadama Par, Mechaper al Kohanim, al Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. The Dama Par is what is Mechaper to Kohanim, al Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. Zu Divrei Reb Yehuda. Now the Shita takes this out, because we don't find these words in the Mishnah there in Beis and Beis and Shavuos. However, Zu Divrei Reb Yehuda is the fact that this represents the Shita of Reb Yehuda. V'Reb Shimon Oimer, Kishem Shadam Hasor Hanas Bifnim Mechaper al Yisrael, Kach Dam Apar Mechaper al Kohanim. Reb Shimon splits up the Dam from the Vidui, just like the Dam of the Sor, which is Nas Bifnim, is Mechaper al Yisrael on Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. So the Dam Apar is Mechaper al Kohanim on Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav. And then we split it, the Vidui, Kishem Shavidui, Shalsor Mishtaleich, Mechaper al Yisrael, just like for Shara Veris, the Vidui of the Sar Mishtaleich, Mechaper al Yisrael, Kach Vidui Shalpar, Mechaper al Kohanim, the Vidui of the Par is Mechaper al on the Kohanim. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan have learned, Visamchu Ziknei Ha'edas Yedeim al-Resh HaPar. Here we're speaking about the Par Helm Dover Shal Tzibur. And the Pasuk states clearly that it's the Zekanim of Sanhedrin who do smicha on the Parhelm Darish Tzibur, which is coming on being Oiver, Bishaygeg, and Avera, one of the Averas of Torah, for which is a Chiv Koras. So it could have said, Al Roishoy. Why does it say Al Roish Hapar? The word Hapar is superfluous, and it's to learn a drosha. Par ton smicha, that the Parhelm Darish Tzibur needs smicha. The ain seiri avodes chachavim tunin smicha the Reb Yehuda. I memayate the seiri avodes chachavim, which is we had a first machloikas here about sor mishtaleach. Could it be included in the two halach l'maishir mesinai korbanos? Now we have the other machloikas: is sor of avodes zorah have smicha or not? So Reb Yehuda has a miut hapar only the par helm darshan tzibur and not the Seiri Avodes Chachavim. They do not receive smicha, according to Reb Yehuda. You'll remember that in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, it doesn't say Beferish, V'samach. So Reb Yehuda says, I'm going to take that hapar, make a miyut, that Seiri Avodah Zarah does not receive smicha. Reb Shimon Oimer, Parton Smicha B'Zakenim. The miyut of HaPar is to teach you the following, that the par requires smicha with zakenim, the ain se'iri avodis gechavim, ton smicha with zakenim, ela ba'arin. That ain, it does require smicha, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Shita, but it doesn't require zakenim, it requires Aaron, but my shita is that it's not nismayed from the whole smicha, only from zkenim, and Aaron the Kohen Gadol will do it. V'reminu, the Gemara is asked a stira. How could you say Reb Shimon holds that for Seir Avodah Zarah the smicha is done by Aaron? We learn Peferish not like that. It says concerning the Zarah Hamishtalech, it says the word hachai. The word hachai there is extra because from the Mashmois of the Pasuk, we know it's speaking about the sword that's still alive, that's going lazazel. Why does it say the word achai? Hachai ton smicha ve'ein siri avodes v'chavim tun smicha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So this Rabbi Yehuda is coming to the same conclusion that siri avodes zarah don't require smicha before he learned it out from hapar, by par ha'am davar shel tzibur. Now he's learning it from hachai to be memayit the same thing. It's a different limit, but the same result, that Siri Avodah Zarah do not require smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Eimer, I agree with you that it's a miyat, but not all the way. Chai ton smicha ba'aren. Chai, the Sora Chai, as the Pasuk says, was samach aren. That requires smicha ba'aren, as we turn to the Tzadik Beis Amid Beis. The ein se'ire avoidis kechavim tu'unin smicha ba'aren ele b'zakenim. The Siri Avodah Zarah, that's the miyat. They don't get from aren, they get it from zakenim. So here's a beferish astira. On Ahmed Aleph, you told me that in the machloikis of the miyut of Hapar, Rabbi Yehuda says to Mimayit Sira Avodah Zarah totally. Rav Shimon said that you don't get it with Skenim, but you get Smicha with Aaron. And here from Hachai, Rabbi Yehuda's Mimayit again, Sira Avodah Zarah totally. And Rav Shimon says you don't get it from Aaron, you get it from Skenim. So it's Mamish Astira. Amr Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes, V'tizbra, do you think, D'hach kamaisim et hartz tahi? Do you think that that first brisa could be correct? It's obviously flawed. I'll show you it's flawed. Ho Amr Rav Shimon, we know that Rav Shimon Shita is. Why is Zora Mishtaleach, according to Rav Shimon, not counted as one of the two of the Allah L'maish Sinai? Because Smicha Bebalim Bina. Because his Shita is that a Kayan is not Nischaper at all with Zora Mishtaleach. Therefore, he's not a Bailam. So he can't be included in this count. If so, how could you say over here in the Amid Aleph, in that Brisa, how could you say that Rav Shimon Shita is that you don't do by Sora Varizora the Zakenim, you only do Arit. L'chayra, the Zakenim, are bigger balabatim on the Korban than the Kohen Gadol is. And Tosfos and Divrei Maskil Ha explains it even further, because Tosfos asks, why in fact is Arit not a Bal HaKorban? If it's for being Mechaper on Varizora, so, which is all of Klal Yisrael, which followed the Psak of Bezdin, so the Kohen Gadol could be included in that as well. He says the Gemara's Kashi is Reb Shimon L'shitasei, because Reb Shimon in Hayri Estaf Heyam et Aleph holds that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you don't bring one par v'sor for the whole Klal Yisrael. You each shevet had to bring a par v'sor. So if each shevet had to bring a par v'sor, how could the Kohen Gadol be considered a bailim of that korban of a shevet that he's not a part of that shevet? What about the zakenim? So Tosfos says the zakenim, even if they're not part of that shevet, but they're of course the bailim, says Tosfos, kivin dal yedein neso hachet karelu bailim. They of course have a shaychus to the seer avodah zarah, because through them, through their erroneous psak, that's how the chet came out. So they are bala korban, but Kayin, that he has no shaykhs with that shevet, how can you call him a Baal HaKorban? So you can't say that the Amid Aleph Reb Shimon is correct, because there's an obvious flaw in his statement that the Kayin Gol should do the Sora of Adizar. He's not the Baalim. If anybody's the Baalim, it is the Zakenim. Ella Tritzati. You're going to have to answer like this. You're going to have to combine the two Brises together. And you'll have to say it goes as follows. Hapar, Parton smicha, vein siravas chomton smicha, divra Rabbi Yehuda. So we start out with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that we learn from Hapar to be Mayet the sor of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon says, Hachai. I'm going to learn out from Hachai. That what? Chai ton smicha ba'arin. The sor la'zazel requires smicha ba'arin, the kohen gol, the ein stir avodas chacham, tunin smicha ba'arin, elab is the kainim. That's what the mir of Hachai is. That of course, stir avodas requires smicha, but they don't require smicha from Aaron, they require smicha from the Bailim, who are the Zakenim. But you'll ask me, it's a funny thing. Rabbi Yehuda, you're squeezing the two brises together. You're telling me that the right reading of these brises are all together one. That Rabbi Yehuda is starting out with Hapar, and Rabbi Shimon is answering him with the second brise of Achai. But they're not talking to each other. Rabbi Yehuda says Apar, Rabbi Shimon says Achai, says the Gemara, V'hachi ka amarle, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. This is what Rabbi Shimon was really meant to say to Rabbi Yehuda. Se'irei avoides kechavim bo smicha. My shita is that the serum avoides kechavim requires smicha, even though it doesn't say it beferish in the pasuk. Ve'i sham yelach, and if maybe from your Rebbe you heard the loy bo smicha, you heard something that they don't require smicha. Yeah, you know what your Rebbe was trying to say, Ba'aron hu dishmielach. Umiyutu machayu. The miyut is not from Apar, and as Rashi on the top here of the Amud explains, that if I have a choice, I can either learn the limud from Par, to be memaye tso'ir of Avodah Zarah, or I can learn the limud from Sor HaMishtaleach, to be memaye tso'ir of Avodah Zarah. Which one makes more sense in my mind? It makes more sense in my mind from its comparable sawyer. You're talking about a sor la zazel, be memayet sor la vadazara. So you, Rabbi Yehuda, were trying to say from par that we should be memayet, that it doesn't require par is biskanim. And so your avodazor will have nothing. No, I say the right place to learn out from is from a comparable sawyer. Sawyer is by Aaron, and we're reminded that the sawyer of avodazor of Azazel is Aaron, but the sawyer of avodazor is not Aaron, but it is the zakenim. Mi'uto is mechayhu. The meat is not from Apar, the meat is from Chai, and therefore the meat is only on Aaron the Kohen Gadol, and it will be done by the Zekenim. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda. Lomeli lematenu mikra. Why does Rabbi Yehuda require a pasuk Hapar to be my tsar of Adazar has no smicha whatsoever? Va'amr Ravina, we learned on Ahmed Alf said, Gemiri, we have Allah Mashmash Sinai, Shtei Smichas Betzibr, there's two Smichas Betzibr. So therefore, what do you need a pasuk for? Automatically, since you hold that Sor La'Zazel is a kapor for a kayin, so therefore Sor La'Zazel is a proper Smicha Bebailim, the Aaron the Kohen Gadol, is a Baal HaKorban. Because it's mechaper on Shara Veris, even for a Kayan. If so, I have two parshas in the Torah that explicitly speak about smicha. I have Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, where Vesomchu Ziknei, and I have the Sor La'Zazel, where it says Vesomach Aaron. So, and I know that all I have is two, so automatically it must be that Sor of Avodah Zarah doesn't have smicha. What do I need a special meat for it? I know it by the mere fact that we have a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Answers the Gemara, Girsa Ba'alma, that he was just quoting a text. So there's two pshatim that we find in Rashi Ksavyad, and Tosis quotes the second pshat of Rashi. The first pshat of Rashi is Girsa Ba'alma means Asmachta Biyama. You're right. Einachanami according to Yehuda, he would know it from the fact that we have a Mesorah, we have a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So automatically we know that Tzor L'Avodah Zarah doesn't have smicha, but he wanted to find a remez in the Chumash as well. Tosfos's pshat, which is Rashi Ksavyat's second pshat, is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. The whole basis for smicha is based on psukim. Oh, if it's based on girsa, if it's based on psukim, and there is no Halach, he didn't have this Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. If so, then we have to know how he's memayed. You know how he's memayed? Hapor and not Sawyer of Avodah Zarah. So it comes out, according to the second pshat in Rashi and Tosfos, it'll come out that we have a fundamental machloikas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Was there a halacha l'maish m'sinai concerning the number of korbanos sibur that required smicha b'bam? Rabbi Shimon says there was. Rabbi Yehuda says there wasn't. We have to learn it all out from Sukkim. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Se'iri avodas chachavim deboyis smicha menolan. How does Rabbi Shimon know that Se'iri avodas chachavim requires smicha? Rashi Niksav Yad explains. Although we learned out before Hachai to Mimimayet that Sor La Zazel is Ba'arin, but Sor La Vodizora is with the Zakenim. But the Torah doesn't say Beferish with the Zakenim. Maybe we should say Hachai, that only the Sor La Zazel requires Smicha, and Avodizora Sor has no Smicha whatsoever. If you're basing it on the word Achai, I can go all the way and say that it didn't have any kind of smicha. You want to say it had smicha, which kind of skenim? Maybe it had no smicha. So I need a clearer proof, according to Rabbi Shimon, that in fact, Sor La Vodizora requires smicha. Answers the Gemara. Nafgalon, he learns it out, Medesanya, from what we learned in a braisa. The Pasuk says, V'samach yodoy al roish ha-sor. This is speaking about when a nasi does an aver b'shoigeg, and he has to bring a sawyer. So it says, al roish asor. It could have said, al roishoy. So the word asor is extra, l'rabois, sor nachsha. And this is coming to be marba, that the sawyer that was brought during the first 12 days of the Chanukah's Tamizbeach by the Nesiyim, it mentions, nachshon says, Rashi Niksav Yad, because nachshon was the first one to bring it. But it doesn't just refer to nachshon, it refers to all the Nesiyim, that their korban requires smicha as well. Divri Rabbi Yehuda asks Rashi Niksav Yad, and the Bamis that say Gemara, that Rashi quotes, that L'chaira, we know, Korban Yachid, our Mishnah said, requires, the general rule is, requires smicha, except for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. So since the Sor of Nachshon and all of the Nesim was a Korban Yachid, so L'chaira Vadit should require smicha. The answer is, Ein L'meidin, says Rashi, Shah Midoiris. That was a once in the world, once upon a time, it happened one time only, such a thing that the Nesiyim brought these korbanos. So you don't learn that halacha out from future daros. I need a special limit to be marba that the Sor of Nachshon and all the other Nesiyim required smicha. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, L'rabbi Siri Avodas Chachavim. To be marba, Siri Avodas Chachavim, L'smicha. Shehoyer Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon, in fact, had a klal. And what was Reb Shimon's klal? Kol chatas shenichnas dama lufnim. Any chatas where the dam was brought into the heichol, and it was spritzed on the mizbeach, hazov, and on the pareiches, teuna smicha, requires smicha. So memela, the parham davar shel tzibur was like that. The soir for Avodah Zorah was like that, and it needs smicha. This is the klal. Ask the Gemara, Lamali Lameim Rishayah, what is this klal adding? We're not learning it from the klal, we're learning it from Sukkim, from Rebuyim. And to tell me that it doesn't include the so'ir of Hapnim, that did not require smicha, that we're going to see, we're going to learn that out shortly. So what was the necessity of saying this klal? So the Gemara answers, Simana ba'alma, ein echanami. It was just a method of remembering it. So he used to remind himself of which korbanos required tzibur, which korbanos tzibur required smicha, the ones where the dam was applied on the inside, which were the parham davar shel tzibur and the soyer of avoidus kachavim. Asked the Gemara, ve'emes sor anasim b'fnim. Now the Gemara asked the kasha, sor anasim b'fnim, as Rashi and Savyad speaks out, that the dam was applied on the inside. So if there is such a klal, let it take. And if we're learning v'samach yod al roish hasoyer is marba sor lavar zora, maybe it's marba sor anasa b'fnim. The answer is it cannot be marba sor anasa b'fnim. Why? Dumya de soir nasi Where are we learning it out from? Dinasi. It has to be the same like the Sar of Dinasi. What is the Sar of Dinasi brought for? The Mechaper al Averis Mitzvah Yadua. It's Mechaper on an Avera that the Nasi knew. Whereas the Sar Nasa Bifnim, as we've spoken out throughout the Shir, is done on an Aver which he doesn't know about. In case he went into the Migdash or ate Kachim in a state of Tumah, which at the beginning he knew, but then he forgot. He might never remember. But if he does remember, he'll have to bring a Korban al Yairin. Until he remembers to bide him over that he shouldn't get Yisurim, we have a Kapara of the Sora Nasa Bifnim on Tumas Migdash Kedoshiv that right at this moment he doesn't know. But the Sora ear for the Nasi was on an Avera that the Nasi knew that he had done Bishai Geg. And the same thing, the Sora Lavod Zora was on an Avera that Klal Yisrael knew that Roiv of Klal Yisrael had sinned based on a Hira of Bezdin Bishai Geg, but now they became aware that they were chayiv in it. So if we're learning out a Ribi from Sora to the Sora of a Nasi, to one Sar, we don't learn it to Sar Nasa Bifnim, which is on an Avera that he doesn't know about. We learn it for a Sar of Avodah Zarah, which is an Avera that Klal Yisrael knows about. Ask the Gemara, Ula Ravina, according to Ravina. Domer, we learned Ravina on Amid Aleph, and we mentioned already here on Amid Beis before, that Gemiri, Shtei Smichais Betzibur, we have it a lot, Shtei Smichais, Kroi Lamali. What does Rav Shimon need a pasuk for? Why do I have to learn that from Hasor? There's an extra word. So it has to be Marba something. So I say it's Marba Sor Lavodah Zarah. Since I only have, according to Rav Shimon, Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur, I can't count the Sora Mishtaleach. And you just told me I can't count the Sora Nasa Bifnim either. So Behechrach, because of the Allah L'Mashim Messina, I'm going to have to add something. So I'm going to add the Sar Avodah Zarah. So what do I need a pasuk? Just base your ribui on the Kabbalah, on the Allah L'Mashim Messina. So the Gemara says, no, you need the Allah L'Mashim Messina, according to Reb Shimon, and you need the ribui of Hasor, the pasuk as well. Itzrich Hilchasa, the Itzrich Kroy. Why? The Imikro, if you would just learn it from the pasuk, Hava Mina, Zifche Shamei Tzibur. I would say maybe we should be Marba. Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, that they should require smicha. And in fact, we learned this together on Daf Samach Beis. We had such a kasha. Ki kasha amasnisen dahach pircha dechol hamanachas boys. There's a question whether these words are part of the Gemara, was put in after the Gemara was written as a mara makoim. But what we have it as part of the text of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, remember back on Daf Samach Beis, that when we learned the following Mishnah in Perek, Kol HaManachas Bois, Matzes, in that Perek, we had a kasha on the following Mishnah, which states, Amar Rav Shimon, Shloisha Minin Tunin Shalish Mitzvahs. There are three different karbonis, which require between them three mitzvahs, although each of the three only have two out of the three mitzvahs. None of the three have all three. And we were speaking about the Shalmei Tzibur that I brought on Shavuos, which are Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, and they require waving Mechayim and La'achar Misa, and the Gemara there asks the Kasha, why do they only have two? They should have the third one of Smicha, which they don't have. Leisi b'kal v'choymer will make a kal v'choymer v'yu zivche shalmei tzibur tun in Smicha b'kal v'choymer. What's the kal v'choymer? We asked over there, ma shalmei yochid she'ain tun in tnufa chayim. The shalmei of a yochid do not require tuna. They do not require tnufa while they are alive. They only require it after death. And yet, to unin smicha chayim, they require smicha while the animal is alive before the shechita takes place. So kal v'chaymer to zivchei shalmei tzibur, which require tnufa even mechayim, so they for sure should require smicha. Why do they only have two? They should need the third one of smicha. And what did we answer? we answered over there because we have Ravinus Halacha L'Maish M'Sinai that it's only two. And if you're going to add Zivchei Shamit Sibber, you're going to have a third Korban Sibber which requires Smicha. So it's Rechilchasa. So this Halacha is needed to tell you you don't have three, you only have two. I can't add Zivchei Shamit Sibber. And Rashi over there on Samach Beis Amid Beis quoted our Gemara here, which gives this answer that there are only two Karbonei Sibber which require it. The Ime Hilchasa, and if you would only learn it from the Hilchasa, so Lo Yadinan, and I would not know Hainenu, as the Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, I would think maybe we should add the Sor Hanasa Bifnim. Maybe that Korban Sibber, which has the dam on the inside, that's the one that you require Smicha. Kamash Malon, that's why I need a Pasuk to learn it out from Sawyer of Nasi. Dumya to Sor Nasi. Just like the Sor Nasi, the Mechapra Alaver, it's Mitzvah Yedua. That it's Mechapra only on a Mitzvah that the Bishoigig, that the Nasi was over Bishoigig on this Aveira, and for that he has to bring a sor to be mechaper. So too, this sor that we're going to be marba is a aveira that was known. That sor avoid zara based on the hirah b'shoyig of Beis Din, which Klal Yisrael figured out now that they did an aveira of avoid zara b'shoyig. Masha ein kein the sor Hanasa Bifnim, that's for Tumas Mikdash Mikdash, which at the present time he does not know. One day he'll figure out and then I'll bring a Korban Olah V'Yoreid. And meanwhile he has the Kapara of the Sor Hanasa Bifnim. But Memelu, we cannot be Marbrit for Smicha because we need the Pasuk. The Pasuk of Hasor by Nasi tells you can only be Marbrit something which is being brought on a Avera which is Yadua. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have two different tracks of how they get to the halacha that there are two Korbanos Sibber that are exception to the rule and that require smicha. Rabbi Shimon gets Par Helm Darvishel Tzibber, that everybody learns it out from the pasuk where it says Mefurish V'samchu Ziknei, that the Zikanim should make smicha, that's one. And the second one, which is Sor L'Avodah Zorah, according to Rav Shimon, is, as we just learned, is learned out from a combination of the Halacha L'Maish M'Sinai that tells me there's only two, and not the third one, which would be the Shalmei Tzibber on Shavuos. And that's for, I learned out from the Halacha L'Maish M'Sinai, and also not the Sor Anasa B'Fanim, that I learned out from the Ribui of HaSor from a Nasi, that it's only the Averi Yadua, like Sir Avodah Zorah, and not Sor Anasa B'Fanim. That's the limit of Reb Shimon. Masha Enkin, according to Reb Yehuda, if we're going to say like Rashi's second shot and like Tosfos, that according to him, it's Girsa B'Alma, which means, according to Reb Yehuda, there is no Halacha L'Maish M'Sinai, which Ravina spoke about. It's only Psukim. Memela, according to Rav Yehuda, his limit of two is very simple. It's Mefurish in the Pasuk, because one is Param Dovashat Sibur, where the Torah says clearly that there is smicha by his kainim. The second is the par Sora Mishtaleach, which the Kohanim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are Bailim, because they get Kapor from that for Shar Averis as well. And therefore, the Pasuk says, V'samach Aroin, it says Beferish that it's smicha, and it's considered smicha b'Bailim. So it's no Halacha L'Maish M'Sinai. There's only two parshas in the Torah of Korbanos Sibur, where the Torah says Beferish that there is smicha Bebailim, even by Korbanos Sibur. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda.